Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
So then, has Laura, who works on this show, got the job as P. Diddy's PA? This has been rumbling on for months now. I've got faith in you, Laura. I've got faith. Put it there. High five, sister. We missed. And again. High five. Right.
I'm doing the drum roll.
You're right. Yeah, shut up. Zip it. Right.
This, give it some excitement.
This is from Oprah Winfrey's show on American TV, where P went on there and announced who the winner and who's going to be his new PA is, right? Who's it going to be? Is it going to be you, Laura? Here it comes.
Okay, so who's it going to be?
Heather.
Who the hell is Heather? Who's Heather?
We didn't know who. We didn't even know Heather was one of the contenders. It's not Heather Mills, is it?
Don't know. Well, let's find out. Would you like to know what Heather thinks about herself? Here she is.
I think I should have this job because my experience as a lawyer, a returned Peace Corps volunteer, and my wide scope of professional experiences, I believe, make me uniquely qualified to serve Mr. Combs.
Right, so she's a lawyer, and she's a Peace Corps volunteer.
It's not Heather Mills.
It's not Heather Mills, is it? No. And she's on about her experience. Well, you're already a PA, aren't you? Let's go back to your audition.
Basically, I'm already a PA to Scott Mizzle, Manizzle. So it's going to be an easy job for me, Holler. Wickedy whack.
She doesn't sound like... Heather doesn't sound anything like as hip as Laura is.
Sounds a bit overqualified.
Doesn't sound like she can communicate with Puff like Laura can.
Yo, Puff! Wagwan! Hi, it's Laura here. I'm from New York. No, I'm from Old York. You're from New York. Together, we can make such a great team.
Okay. And now compare your bubbly audition with Heather.
I should have this job because my experience as a lawyer, a returned Peace Corps volunteer, and
there's you.
Yo, Puff!
So you're much more fun. I don't understand this decision at all. Also, can I ask, are you humble?
What's that?
Right, Heather, who's won, she's humble.
And I'm very humble and not unwilling to take the role of assisting him because I understand who the star is in this relationship and I'm willing to support him in the way that he needs.
Right, well, that's not fair. You might be humble, love.
And I'm very humble and...
Yeah, but also, you were offering to support him in any way that he needed as well, weren't you? Hmm. If we cast our minds back to the audition...
If I'm your PA, you can touch me whenever you want. All the time.
See, yeah. That's got to beat being humble.
Yeah. She said she was humble. You said he could touch you anytime he wanted.
That's because he touched me.
That's right. However, there could be a reason. This is the only thing, I think, why you didn't get the job.
Right.
Listen to this from Oprah's show.
And we had the FBI check them out.
I was going to say background checks.
Background checks. We know where they live. Everybody lives and got a little psychological test going on. Everybody's sane.
You see, they did background checks.
And psychological tests.
The FBI checked you out, baby. And I think he may have failed the FBI check.
Yeah.
Would you like to also know why he picked Heather instead of you?
Yes, please.
What made you decide to choose Heather?
It was just a passion.
Whatever. You had passion as well.
If I'm your PA, you can touch me whenever you want. Mm. All the time.
Yeah? You were offering passion up right there to P. Diddy, weren't you?
That's passion with capital letters.
Here's what else Puff liked.
It was the way she articulated herself. I think she really understood what the job entailed.
The way she articulated herself.
I'm very humble.
I'm very humble. That's articulate. This is ridiculous. Also, you knew what the job entailed as well, unlike Heather, I think.
I'd just like to say I will be really discreet about you and Beyonce because I realise that, you know, you guys like to keep things quite private. Word.
However, I know you're upset, but there is some good news. Check this out.
It was not an easy decision, guys. And one of the great things is that I'm honestly looking for a total of 4 assistants. So you guys are still in contention.
Yeah.
I'm still looking for assistants out there. Great. So still post your videos on YouTube.
Oh, God, this is never going to end. That's peed on Heather's bonfire a little bit. Thousands of entries. She's like, right, I'm the winner. Oh, and then he says, I'm looking for 4 assistants.
Does that mean I have to do another interview?
I don't think so, because they contacted you, didn't they? They emailed you. So you must be on the shortlist.
But you see, the thing is, I think I picked up the email a bit late.
Right, so you didn't get back to them on time.
Well, I don't always check my YouTube account.
Back to them now. You could be assistant number three.
You had the Oprah Winfrey Show emailing you and Puff Daddy's office emailing you, and you were like...
called them back.
Right, and what happened? Nothing.
I think I was too late.
Great, okay. Well, call them back, because he's looking still for a four chance. Assistants, and there's still a chance that we could get rid of you.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Podcast.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello.
Hello, who are you?
I'm Ash.
Hi, Ash, where are you?
I'm just in Dudley.
So you're not a Yam Yam?
I pretty much am, yeah.
Right, you are a Yam Yam, not a Brummie.
No, not a Brummie, I'm a Yam Yam.
Don't okay. start this again.
Sorry, oh, we don't want the Midlands on again like yesterday, do we? Oh, God, it all went off.
Right.
How can I help, Ash?
Well, I'm a big football fan. I'm a season ticket holder at Wolves. I play football myself.
Yeah.
And I work in construction, love buying tools.
You like buying pairs of pliers and stuff, yeah?
Oh, yeah, I'm well into that, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. But that the Owen Lewis track is brilliant.
Yeah.
Am I still a real man?
Pardon?
Am I still a real man?
Let's see. So you play football, you're a season ticket holder at Wolves.
Yeah.
You love buying tools, and you think Leona's brilliant.
I think she's fantastic.
Yeah, you are a real man. Of course you are.
Yeah?
Yeah, come out of the Leona-shaped closet. You're a man.
Give us a roar.
Get in!
Right, go on. Shout, I love Leona Lewis. Do it.
I love Leona Lewis.
Louder. I love Leona Lewis.
I love Leona Lewis.
Right, where are you at the moment?
I'm just sat outside my house, just pulled up home from work.
Excellent. So a few people would have heard you then.
Yeah, a few right, people.
Once more. I love Leona.
I love Leona.
See, there ain't no shame in it.
No.
All right. Thank you, Ash.
Thank you.
You're still a man. Roar.
Stop roaring.
Roar. Go on, roar.
Roar.
Roar. I love Leona. Roar.
I love Leona. Roar.
Okay. Brilliant. That's enough
of
that.
Two of you are flirting now.
Right. That's hardly flirting.
That was flirting. You were.
When have you ever roared at someone to flirt with them?
I can't say.
Hello, my darling.
Roar. It works.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
A lot of people picking up on the fact that you just weren't humble enough to get the job. That's why P. Diddy said...
Stupid. And I'm very humble and not unwilling to take the role of assisting him because I understand who the star
Heather's
is
humble.
In this relationship and I'm willing to support him in the way that he needs.
Can I just ask, what is it with Americans and the letter H? Why can't they do that?
I don't know.
I'm very humble. Like they say herbs, don't they?
Yeah.
Herbs. No, it's H-E-R-B-S. That's herbs, not herbs. So they say, oh, I'm feeling a bit ill, I'm just going to go to the hospital. Oh, I might just go and ride my horse. Oh, I've got hiccups. That's stupid.
Why'd you ride your horse to go to the hospital?
Stupid.
Hey.
Loads of people are offering you jobs now, though, look.
I'm not interested.
Neil in Cheshire wants you to be his PA. And you've also been offered the job because P. Diddy turned you down as driver's mate in someone's lorry. I don't quite know what that entails.
I was just wondering, you know, I'm a bit upset.
Yes.
Because of this rejection.
Hmm.
You know, how much do you earn a year?
I'm not...
Is it like 586,000?
No. Where did you pluck that from?
Like half a million?
No!
Half a million pounds a year?
No. Not in any way.
How much is it again?
He's gone bright red.
It's something like that.
It was
that,
in the sun a while ago.
Yeah, it's something like that. Say you earn £1 million a year.
Right, let's say that I don't, but yeah.
Well,
but if we were to say a figure, what would we say?
I don't know.
All right.
£586,000 a year. Can you buy me some shoes?
That's nice.
You always ask this.
Yeah, but you never put out,
no,
do you?
No, I don't put out.
Which you should on 586,000.
I don't earn that 586 figure that you plucked from nowhere.
A prox.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Podcast.
Laura's found a new website and thinks this might be the way forward.
Right.
Okay.
Hear her out.
Right. It's about making the week only 6 days... but making the days a bit longer, so they're 28 hours instead of 24 hours long.
I'm quite up for this.
Right.
Who says it has to be 24/7?
Right.
Yeah? Why can't it be 28/6?
Isn't it the solar system?
No.
No.
It says that.
That's where you're wrong.
Don't just follow the flow, Mark.
All right. Are you going to explain this?
Yeah, because, like, do you know when you get in from doing the show and stuff, it's about 8 o'clock, and then you've got to make your tea and have a bath and watch a bit of telly? And so you've got about 2.5 hours, 3 hours before you go to bed at a reasonable time.
Yeah,
most people finish work about, 5 or 6, and then you've got a few hours, and then you're in bed, aren't you? don't have much time to do, like, hang out with your mates, do stuff, do you?
Well, that's quite really? A lot of time.
It's not,
well,
yeah, it's but not imagine enough. If it was longer.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, aha. Uh-huh. What about if your day was 4 hours longer? Yeah. You could watch 4 hours more of television. Think about it.
Yeah, but...
And also...
Hang on a minute.
Also, if it was a if it's a six-day week, right? Think about it. Bear with me. You'd get 4 days of work. You'd still get your two-day weekend. Wednesdays are rubbish. They'd be hoyed off because yeah. there's no point in Wednesdays. It'd be amazing.
Yeah.
But would it get longer?
You only go to work 4 times a week, and you still get a two-day weekend.
So you keep the weekend?
Yeah, the weekend's the same, only longer.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a brilliant idea.
But wouldn't it end up being dark at, like, 3 o'clock in the afternoon after
right.
a while?
That is the only downside, yeah. to be honest.
Because
on a couple of the days, you will be having breakfast when the sun is setting.
Yeah.
And also, there will be some time when you're at work and it's pitch black.
Yeah, and who's
and 3 o'clock in the morning.
To say that it would be a midweek day that would go? Because knowing bosses, they would want to keep. So in the end, you'd only have 1 day for a weekend.
Well, no, one of the days has to go altogether. One of the weekdays can be a Monday, can be a Wednesday, whatever.
Right.
Yeah, Mondays are rubbish too.
Yeah. So yeah, imagine getting rid of Mondays altogether.
Straight to Tuesday.
Yeah.
So you want some extra hours in the day just because you finish work at 7 o'clock?
Yeah.
No. It's not just about that. Your weekend, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, it is just about
I
that.
I think you two should get your argument sorted.
There's a whole website about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you know what? I might not log on, really.
Oh, seriously, try it. I think it's good.
And then, each day
would be different.
What would the extra time be? What would happen at midnight? Then what does it become?
No, you don't worry about that anymore. So you're thinking in normal day terms yeah. now. You're thinking nighttime, daytime. Doesn't have to be like that anymore.
Somebody's texted in saying that apparently France once tried to do this. I think they've just made that up. Radio 1
Podcast. Right, can we stop the text now, please, about asking how much I earn? Because it's a private matter, to be honest. Mm. 508. Some people are going to believe it's £586,000 a year now, thanks to you, Laura. Cheers very much.
Somebody said on Wikipedia it says it's 130,000.
Why are we discussing this?
But then somebody else said it was 230 in the paper a while ago.
Was it?
But I think it's more than that. From what you've said to me in the past.
This is private. Why?
It's
why are you
something like 585,000.
No, it isn't. Stop
the thing
it.
Is, though, if you don't then reveal what it is, people will think that it's 585,000.
You don't ask people what they earn. It's
no,
just a private
it's
thing.
Yeah,
it's
but
really
this is
rude.
It's just us.
It's not just us. There's like 6 million people listening now.
You forget about them. How much do you earn?
They want to know what they contribute to your wage, yeah. those 6 million people listening, and therefore they have a right to know.
How much do you earn then?
What?
How much do you earn?
But that isn't the point of
well,
this conversation.
Is.
That's
Laura?
How much I earn.
Right.
I can tell you that I earn a lot less than you.
Oh, God. I don't want
do
this.
Do you earn more than me?
No, not massively, no.
That's a lie.
Let me have a look. Let me have a look. Oh, yeah, I do. It's 513.
He gets that a week.
He gets £550,000 more than that.
No, I do not. Stop that. People are going to believe you. God. This is Scott Mills on Radio 1. Worth every
red?
Penny.
Why have you gone red?
I just don't like talking about money. It's
this
just
is
rude.
Scott Mills on Radio 1. I'm worth every penny. Is that your new slogan?
It's horrible talking about money. It's disgusting. I hate it.
Hi, I'm Scott Mills on Radio 1 and I'm worth £585,000. Hello.
I'm going to play Maroon 5 next.
I think people would prefer this discussion to continue.
I hate this. And Kylie's coming up as well, and the Bratellis, and innuendo... What now?
I just think people have the right to know how much you earn.
Next, it's Innuendo Bingo with Autumn Watch. Radio 1 Podcasts. Right, more Innuendo Bingo now. Laura, if I buy you some shoes, will you shut up about how much I earn? Is that a deal?
Are you willing to shake on it?
Yes, I will. I'll buy you some shoes.
Those
if you
ones on my computer.
How much are they?
Not those...
£200.
Get lost. I think I am made of money.
They are revolting.
I'm not shaking on that, no.
You don't have to wear them, Chopper.
No, but we might have to see them.
Right, Innuendo Bingo, Autumn Watch on BBC Two. Loads of animals, like, doing stuff. It's a bit like Big Brother, only with animals. Like, some owls go into the diary room and stuff. Some foxes have a bit of an argument. and then some sparrows go in the hot tub and stuff. It's really good. And it's got Bill Oddie on it. And also Kate Humble.
I'm very humble.
Yeah, she's very humble. Mm. And it is a minefield of innuendo bingo. It was on last night on BBC Two.
I want to have a look at our beavers, because look.
Oh, all the
we've
way
got
out.
Lots, oh, I'm sorry. Lots oh, of beaver action going on.
What's he apologising for, Bill Oddie, and that?
Don't know. Oh, I'm sorry. You should apologise, listen to this.
We've had our cameramen out all day capturing the things that happen that you can't plan for. So we have our little challenge. I've named it Snatch of the Day.
I'm sorry, Bill? But
I've named it Snatch of the Day.
So Bill Oddie has his own feature called Snatch of the Day.
We've had our cameramen out all day capturing the things that happen that you can't plan for. So we have our little challenge. I've named it Snatch of the Day.
Seriously, loads more people, millions will tune into this tonight. It's BBC Two, Autumn Watch, animals not doing much.
I think we should have a final check on our beavers.
Yep,
let's go.
It's on tonight, it's on for the next 2 weeks if you're interested. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Right, some people think this is the most strange and crap thing we ever talked about on this show, but some people like the idea. 24/7? No. Now the days are 28 hours long.
Can I ask a question then about that?
No, 28 hours long.
If it's a 6-day week and 28 hours long, yeah, therefore you might be doing more work. So
you are doing more work.
So you'll get paid more?
I don't
would you all,
know.
Well,
what, me?
More hours in the day, wouldn't there? Therefore you'd work more hours.
Am I going to have a pay cut?
Yeah, because you get actually, a show no. fee, don't you?
No.
So that
no.
means you won't get 585,000. You'll probably only get 400,000.
Oh, that's crap. I'm not with you anymore.
I get on to the management.
I was attracted by the idea of a longer weekend, but no. Right. So let me just get this right, because some people are very confused, right?
It's you quite
want,
simple.
Do you want to get rid of one day in the week, i.e. Monday?
Yeah.
Okay. There is a website about this. This is not your idea.
No.
But
I
you're
can't
backing
take
it
credit.
Up.
Yeah.
Right. Make every day 28 hours long.
Yeah.
Right. So you can have more time in the pub.
Correct.
Right. Okay. Apparently North Korea tried this once.
North Korea tried this?
In North Korea, it's still 1987.
It can't.
How amazing is that?
I don't believe
Kylie's new singles is I Should Be So Lucky in North Korea.
Hey, wouldn't that be really confusing, because you know Australia's in the future.
Yeah.
What if you were to go from North Korea to Australia?
Australia.
Whoa, dude.
Or
do you know what, I really wonder what I'm working with at
go time. From Australia to North Korea, gotta
whoa.
Go back in, so it's like Back to the Future
time right. warp.
I'm just gonna leave you two to this conversation.
Right. Yeah. Oh, actually, it is a good idea, because if you get rid of Wednesdays, EastEnders is on every single day of the week.
Wow.
See?
That's another reason not to. But you'd lose Corrie, and also Wednesday is always one of the Champions League nights. So you'd lose some football.
I'm fine with that. Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.